Welcome to this episode of the Joe Thomas Hour, the best 2 minutes of your life. I'm here today with Parma's finest, Jamie Meador. Everybody's favorite Cleveland Brown, maybe the most popular Cleveland Brown of all time, Jamie Meador. All right, so what shows are you taping currently on your DVR at home?
Walking Dead, and I'm waiting for Game of Thrones.
So you're a big Game of Thrones fan?
Love Game of Thrones.
So I've never seen it, but I know there's a lot of guys in the team that really enjoy it. Who's your favorite character on Game of Thrones?
The Mountain.
The Mountain. Now, he's that, like, giant, like, 7-foot Icelandic guy, right?
Yeah.
So if you could be one of those characters, you'd be the Mountain?
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Because he's the man.
Do you think he'd be good at football?
I don't know. He'd be a little slow.
Would he be better nose tackle than Jamie Meador?
Very well could be. He's pretty strong.
Do you collect anything like stamps or playing cards or, you know, old newspaper clippings?
Not anymore. I used to collect Pokemon cards back in the day.
A big Pokemon guy. Well, that's pretty awesome. Who is your favorite Pokemon character?
Charizard.
Okay, don't know what that is. What's the best decade for music?
90s.
What was your favorite 90s
song? Keep Them Separated by Offspring.
Oh, you're a big Offspring fan. I loved Offspring myself. So Keep Them Separated, can you sing us a few lines?
Just the one part. Gotta keep them separated.
Like a spreading disease.
You got it. You're killing me.
I guess you're not as big of an Offspring fan as you say you are. All right, if you could go back in time, what year would you travel to and why?
I'd go back to the 90s in general because of the WWE, how good it was back then.
So you were a big wrestling fan growing up?
Yeah, in the 90s, not anymore.
Yeah, growing up. So who was your favorite wrestling character?
The Rock.
The Rock. Did you like the people's elbow or the eyebrow?
The Rock Bottom.
Can you show us what that looked like?
Come on, Dan. He wants to. Get slammed over here.
Come on, Dan. Come get slammed.
Now, tell us what you're doing.
You know, put his arm over your shoulder, okay. And we would jump together, and I would slam him right on his back.
And then, so once he
set up the elbow.
So then you give him the people's elbow.
Yeah, that's how.
And
I'll
then
do
at
it.
What point do you give him the eyebrow?
After you win, of course.
So can we see the eyebrow?
I don't know if that's good, but
hold it right there. That's amazing.